Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or gentlemen, and I've got Simon.
Hello, my imaginary friends.
Yes. While we're waiting for our tea to brew, I thought, is that the time? Oh dear. Is that really the time?
Yes.
We record a very quick boo with the things we've learned about the Eurovision final in the meantime.
Intrigue, politics.
Yes.
Right. Deception.
Yes. There seems to have been all sorts going on. Right, have you got anything you can share?
No.
What? But you told me something earlier.
Oh, yes. Apparently there was a controversy about Conchita Wurst.
Uh-huh.
Who, if you're watching in the UK, appeared quite a lot, peppered about mm-hmm. all over the show.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently if you're watching from Russia, you hardly ever got to see Conchita Wurst at all, because every time a Conchita Wurst bit came on, they cut to advert breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in order to combat that, that's why Conchita Wurst went and sat with the Russian contestant when the Russian contestant was at the top of the leaderboard and went and did the interview with them, so that they would force the Russians to see Conchita Wurst. Because perhaps the Russians are a bit too prudish to be able to stomach something as outrageous as Conchita.
Yes, and staying with that thought. So then we also have with Russia. I just heard that because I thought the Lithuanian entry, who was the one in a semi final, was a little bit different. So when the two, because there's a man and a woman singing. And then in the middle of the song they get together and they have a kiss, and I saw it in the semi-final, and there you could see the whole stage, because they also had four backing singers, two men, two women. But for the final, they zoomed in, so you could only see the main singers kissing. And we just checked on YouTube, you can still get the semi-final there. What they did there was...
In the semi-final,
what happened was that the backing singers swapped places.
The backing dancers, there was a man and a woman, and a man and a woman on the left.
Yeah.
Man and a woman on the left, and a man and a woman on the right, and they were dancing around until they got to that point where the kiss was.
Yeah.
When suddenly, the backing singers switched over so that there were two men on one side and two women on the other side.
Yeah.
So at the same time as the lead singers
were
kissing...
Yeah.
The two men dancers and the two women dancers were kissing.
Yeah. So and for the final,
that happened in the semi-final.
That was the semi-final.
So the producers went, "Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Oh my god, what are we going to do about that?"
And that was apparently. because apparently that was also a sort of the two fingers up to Russia, because mm-hmm. they don't like that sort of thing. Also interestingly, Lithuania apparently usually they always vote for each other over there, but this time Lithuania did not vote for Russia. Mm. I didn't look that closely, but apparently. So there was that one. Yeah. And then also, if you remember in the final, there was a point where when Russia was first mentioned, they were booed by the audience. Mm. And then apparently there was a little bit of sort of background analysis on BBC World. And they said that because all we heard were the presenters coming on and saying, let's all be professional, this is not a political contest, you know, let's respect the artist.
Mm.
And that's the last we heard of any booing. But apparently people in the audience kept booing. So what happened was, every time that Russia was mentioned or the Russian entry was mentioned or they got points or whatever, any booing was cut out by any sort of previously recorded cheering and clapping noise, and that was played in really loudly to drown out the booing. Mm. And it worked. We didn't hear any more booing.
That's right. But what we saw from the mm-hmm. compares was them trying to do crowd control.
Uh-huh.
And that's what that was,
Yeah. And what was the other one? There was one more thing.
Really?
Oh yeah, the UK. Apparently, whenever they cut to the green room, apparently they tried to have a UK flag in there somewhere to sort of suggest to people they should vote for the UK, but that didn't quite work.
Mm.
That's what they were saying. Apparently, that's what they were doing on BBC World to sort of suggest to people in other countries that so they tried to have UK flags in there. But yeah, yes, interesting, eh?
How do they do that though? I thought with Eurovision, the video feed goes to all countries. And so therefore you can't do anything different to the...
No, but you can have one at the bottom, for instance, couldn't you? You could have like a little subtitle or whatever at the bottom.
Oh, another third.
Possibly. I don't know. I didn't ask how that was. But apparently that's what they said. That's what they tried to do. Didn't work. Yes. So that's quite interesting, I thought.
Obviously, yeah, there's a lot more going on behind the scenes.
Yes.
Than you realise, especially with such a large, sort of a diverse range of cultures and things that are involved in Eurovision.
Yeah, well, I just thought it was interesting from the tweet us. I think that you retweeted where someone said, you know, Russia annexes, cuts off the oil, bullies, whatever else it was, and they nearly won.
They come second.
It comes second, and for a very long time it looked like they would win. Oh, that was the other thing. They did say that they were, because on the show, Graham just said that they were trying out a new algorithm for the voting thing. But basically, all that meant was they had they asked all the ex Soviet nations first, because they usually vote for Russia. So they asked them first and out of the way, so that you don't have some huge surprise at the end where you can kind of tell who the winner's going to be. So they just changed that around. But yeah, so there's Russia does all that and they come second. Germany bails out Europe. No points.
No point.
Yes. And I thought that song was actually... That's okay. Yeah, it's okay.
One of my favourite performances.
Yeah, I thought that was actually not a bad song at all. Also noticed again when you listen to the songs afterwards and how many actually grow on you and how much there is to all the different songs. There are quite a few really good songs. But you don't notice so much on the night because, if you're only hearing for the first or second time and then, there's this dazzling stage show that comes with a lot of them. Very often a lot of the music actually, you don't, you pay less attention to it, I find.
Yeah, but that was very interesting. Listening to Fee and Becky and BJ doing their doing their analysis, and you were just hearing the songs and hearing their reaction, because they weren't able to see the visuals, which is how much that influences.
That's different.
Us, who can see the visuals, and we get influenced by the visuals. And that detracts from the nuances with the music. So
Yeah, I think we say that every year, don't we? That it's worth listening to them again afterwards, because they're completely different if you just listen to them. So that's interesting too.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Tea's ready.
Thank you. Wow, perfect. That's how long it takes us to make a cup of tea. Right, cheers.
Cheers.
Right, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
And we're going now.
Thanks for letting me be on your boo.
Oh, thanks for coming, my boo. Bye.